Hi, love. Today's Hidden Healing Gem is a book that has absolutely changed in my life, and the title is Trauma in the Pews, The Impact on Faith and Spiritual Practices by author Jeanine McConaughey. And what we're talking about in this episode is how your faith has been impacted by trauma. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. If you are someone who has a faith practice and maybe even loosely follows a religion, you know, I often relate to people who say they're spiritual, not religious. That's what I would have called myself for the last probably decade, spiritual, not religious, right? If you're that person or you're someone who has like some sort of faith, but it's hard for you to have that embodied faith, right? If you like are someone who takes their will back from God all the time, or, you know, like, you believe that there's a plan for your life, but you're anxious a lot, right? This episode is for you. In the book, Trauma in the Pews, the author Jeanine breaks down a lot of healing practices that many of us who are going through divorce would have engaged in, and talks about how they're affected by trauma. She talks about a faith practice, a faith walk, and breaks it down into faith practices and how they're affected by trauma. I'm going to read to you some of the sections and chapter headings in the book because the depth in which she explores some of these things blew my mind. I saw myself in the pages inside and out. So if you relate to me at all, right, as you're just someone like Dawn, when you talk, like, the things you say resonate, like your lived experience, Dawn, resonates. Like, I am here to tell you this book is changing my life. So, first big question she asks in part one of the book is, why do traumatized fear opening themselves to God? Why do people who have trauma fear opening themselves to God? Just that question right there, right? Is if you're someone who has a conception of God that is punishing or intimidating in any way, that could be related to trauma, love, either religious or otherwise, right? Like, this book isn't just about religious trauma. It's about how people who experience any form of trauma experience religion or faith. She then breaks down how meditation would be experienced or impacted by trauma. So meditation is something that Deepak Chopra and every yogi everywhere has told us is like essential to us healing and to being able to repair our brains and all the things, right? But if you're someone who's tried to meditate and it is hard, or someone who has tried yoga and it is hard, there is a very clear explanation for that in this book. Prayer through a trauma lens. Such an interesting conversation about how your prayer life can be affected by trauma. Here's one that was game-changing: fasting through a trauma lens. You know, fasting and intermittent fasting and a fasting lifestyle. I'm such a huge fan of Dr. Mindy Pell's Fast Like a Girl, Fast Like a Woman, something like that. Anyways, but fasting is also originally like a religious principle, right? It's like something that you would do for like Lent or this or that or the other, right? Is some fasting for spiritual purposes. But our author in this book takes a look at how someone who's experienced trauma would experience fasting. It's fascinating. I learned more about my relationship with food in this chapter, and it is hard to teach me. Like I'm a therapist, right? I know the things. I study the things. If you looked around my office, I've got hundreds of books on the things, right? But wow, shifted my understanding of myself from reading that chapter. The ability to study and read through a trauma lens. This is another chapter in the book. How, if you've experienced trauma, your capacity to study or read books or follow through with that course that you bought is affected by trauma. Solitude through a trauma lens, right? We know that the difficulty being alone is an attachment-oriented struggle. She talks about that here. Here's an interesting one. She uses this word. It's a very like religious term, right? But submission through a trauma lens. Why I think that's so fascinating is because we talk a lot about not being a victim here on the pod. We haven't dug too much into forgiveness yet, but forgiveness is a submissive process, right? It's a setting your ego aside process. And I think that anything where we are required to set our ego aside, right? To reach for empowerment rather than victimization, to reach for forgiveness rather than bitterness. These are things where we have to set our ego aside. And for someone who's experienced trauma, that is a very challenging experience. So it's like this book just so speaks to the intersection of my ego, my desire to be a faithful woman, and my desire to heal. And there have been so many times in life where my desire to be a faithful human and my ego have clashed. Guess what? That's a trauma. There is a trauma-informed answer to that. And this book is written with such grace and such compassion that it became in and of itself. And she, P.S., she just knows us. Like if you're a woman who was raised in the church and has experienced trauma and has gone through divorce, like this woman, our author, knows us inside and out. And she has called out all of our bullshit in such a loving way. You cannot help but feel loved well by her and by extension, I think, the Christian faith, because she is someone who grew up as a pastor's kid, who grew up working in the ministry and is a trauma survivor herself and didn't figure that out until much later in life and went and got EMDR therapy. And she talks about the research by Besser van der Kolk, The Body Keeps the Score. She talks about EMDR therapy. She likens actually meditation in the spiritual sense to deep therapy, right? And so how many times you go to church spaces and hear them say like, God will provide all the healing that you need, and hear them kind of diminish certain types of healing practices like therapy. And this is a woman who is celebrating deep therapeutic work and is identifying how, oh, this was a game changer for me. She talks about how the church would call certain things conviction, right? She lays out the difference between being convicted and internalized shame love, that so often many of us have stood in churches and have felt internalized shame. And the church would call that conviction and say that God was speaking to our hearts, calling us to like transmute sin, right? No. It's where we've internalized shame, that there's something wrong with us. We're wrong or bad. We're bad girls. And we don't always know how to discern the voice of God from our internalized shame voice. I hope that made sense in the way that I delivered that just now. This book, Love, has helped me feel God's love so much better. There are so many more chapters that I haven't read to you yet, right? But if you ever have had a difficult time discerning the difference between anxiety and intuition, between knowing God's will for your life versus kind of neurotic spiritual guilt, right? This book is for you. And especially having come out of a marriage myself, where certainly we disagreed on religion, and then there were certain ways that I was absolutely shamed in my marriage for not being a good enough wife, and scripture was used against me. There are certainly so many times in my childhood where there was not space to talk about the dark, twisty places, as we discussed in the previous chapter. And this book is a place that is safe to look at your dark, twisty parts. The link for the book to buy it on Amazon is in the show notes. I actually think the author, Janine, she is a PhD trauma survivor. She has an MED in neuroscience and trauma. Or does she teach? I don't know. Anyways, I think Janine and I should become best friends, obviously. And maybe one day we can have her on the pod, because, wow, she has just done this beautiful body of work. I obviously candidly gave this book to my pastor at church and have only been attending for about 8 weeks. So that's giving the full dawn treatment, right? Hi, new pastor. Here's a book to read. Strongly consider reading this book. I love it so, so much. And I hope it does for you what it did for me. Peace.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.